What is up? What is up? What is up? Hey, this makes what? Number unos, dos, tres. Podcast number three for today, August 24th, 2016. My name is Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Podcast. You can catch me at everydaysaturday.com. Make sure I've got your email address so I can stalk you down. No, it's not right. So I can keep you involved, motivated, inspired, all the great offers we send out. Got a brand new course coming out soon, I'd say in the next week or so. Also, you can catch me on Instagram, every day is Saturday, Twitter, at Sam Crowley, you know, all over the interwebs. And I want to thank you so much for listening to this show. It's 10 years, 10 years. It's the 10-year anniversary of the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's our anniversary. Tony reference. Hey, by the way, if you're just listening, this is the first one. I don't do drugs. I'm not on uppers or anything like that. I have not injected myself with an IV full of caffeine. I just get excited that I can speak for a living, feed my family of four, well, four kids, four girls, and, of course, my wife, a family of six, man. Come on. Wouldn't you be excited about that? You can do what you love to do, which is a segue, fancy word, into listener questions. Let's dive into it. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Got a question for me. I'm going to answer it as best I can, as honestly as I can. At Sam Crowley on Twitter, Ron Williams writes, if you, I, have never spoken the truth in your life, how do you know what truth is? And who would ever listen? Hashtag 52 and starting over. So based on Ron, by the way, Ron, thank you. Awesome question. Based on Ron's question, I'm guessing he's 52 starting over and is struggling with, what do you say? Who do you say it to if for whatever reason, I'm not quite sure, the truth. The truth has escaped Ron. The truth has escaped you. It's escaped me. Maybe just becoming authentic. How do you become authentic? Finally, for the first time. Boy, that's a big one. That's a big one. That set me free, man, 10 years ago. I just wanted to be who I was, you know, small town kid from Bradford, PA, but had a big message inside of me, but I never shared it with anybody because I was just too embarrassed. You know, hey, loser, Crowley, come on. You suck, dude. You're bankrupt. Ex-stutter. Nobody wants to listen to you. That's exactly what I heard, by the way, exactly what I heard, and that's what my inner voice was telling me as well. As far as knowing what the truth, have you never spoken the truth? Ron, you've spoken the truth before. I don't even know you, and I know that to be true, that you've spoken the truth. What is it, man? What's your authentic self? Who are you at your very core? Who are you? For example, I'm a 48-year-old father of four, love being a dad. I'm not perfect. I only give advice. I don't give unsolicited advice. You're subscribing to this podcast, so you've kind of, you know, raised your hand and say, "Hey, I want to be inspired. Help me out, guy." And if you don't want to listen anymore, you'll simply unsubscribe to the podcast. And that's kind of the way I live life. I don't ever give unsolicited advice. You got a question, I'm happy to answer it for you, but I'm not going to preach to people that don't want to hear the message. And that's the one thing that I would say. Find a hungry market. And I retweeted Ron, and I replied to Ron's question by saying there's 7 billion people on the planet. Unless you know every one of them, you don't know that they aren't going to not like your message. Meaning, get out there and give it a shot, just like the podcast prior to this one. Having courage to get your message out there. We get caught up in what people think about us too much, too often, and it's not just teenagers and college kids, it's adults, people who live their whole life tortured by what others might think about them if they decide to do something a little bit crazy. I heard it. I'm with you, man. You notice what I never give advice about? Can you think of the one topic, and this is probably going to surprise you a little bit, especially if you're a longtime listener of this podcast. I never give relationship advice. I never give marriage advice. You ever notice that? I never, not one time, have ever given anybody advice on marriage. Now, I've had a couple of podcasts that I've recorded back in the day about what if your spouse is not supportive of your dream. Let's say you want to quit your job, go for it, which happened with me. And let's say your spouse is not supportive, which my wife has pretty much always been supportive, which is kind of nuts when you think of all the failure I've gone through. But I think she knew me at my core, my authentic core. When I finally stopped living the lie of being an employee and a yes man and always, you know, buying things I couldn't afford, you know the drill, you know, to impress people I didn't even like. Now, when you become authentic, the truth kind of just comes out. It just shines through. But I never give marriage advice. You know why? Because there's times, and I'm just telling you, man, I've been a horrible husband. Terrible. Horrible. All right? Embarrassingly bad. And I need advice. I've sought out the help of mentors in my own marriage. Look, when you're married 18 years and you've been with the same person for 20 years, you're going to have a lot of peaks and you're going to have some valleys. And you got to put your ego to the side. And that was a big one for me, letting my ego go, because I'm a fun person. I enjoy to laugh. I enjoy, you know, being the life of the party, the class clown. I was in high school, whatever you want to call it. It's difficult for me to humble myself, to have humility. And I think that's why some of the things that have happened in my life, the bankruptcy, our child coming into this world at 24 weeks and watching her gasping for breath on a ventilator at 1 pound, that humbles you pretty damn quick. You know, losing my mom at the age of 29 on my golden birthday, turned 29 on June 29th, 1997. All of those things have a way of humbling us to let us know, hey, you ain't in control, pal. And so I don't give advice on marriage. So it's easy for me to live the truth in facets of my life like entrepreneurship, speaking, coaching, podcasting, motivation, things like that, because that's what I do every day. That's really who I am at my core. But until I finally set myself free, and this is for Ron, you got to give yourself, just forgive yourself, first of all. You got to give yourself permission to play big and then forgive yourself for everything that you've done, because we're so fast. Hey, no worries, man. Somebody does you wrong, what do you say? Hey, no hard feelings. No hard feelings. No worries. You know, matter of fact, it's probably a lot of it was my fault too. You know, so a lot of us fall on the sword when we're find ourselves in conflict and we say, hey, no, man, it was my fault. Yeah, no worries. But what do we do when we go to try to forgive ourselves? You stupid son of a... And we're like, beat ourselves up, man. We would never do that to somebody else. And the hardest person that I've ever had to forgive was myself, for a lot of things that I've done. And look, this isn't, you know, some therapy session for Sam Crowley and, you know, as I'm lying on the couch. But let me tell you, man, life is, it's serious. It's a mental game. You know, you get inside your head. You got to get out of your head. If I can give you any advice, Ron, and anybody else out there listening to why you may not be having the success that you think you deserve right now, that deserve word's pretty powerful too. Might be an expectation level of what you think you deserve versus what you should have right now. And you got to get out of your head and you got to get into your heart. Because when you're living inside your head, you're dead. Living inside your head, you're dead. You know what? That rhymes. It sounds good. I'm going to make that the title of this podcast. Okay. You live inside your head. It's true. Wouldn't you agree? Every time you're inside your head, what's your head tell you? Well, so-and-so said this about me and I don't think I could do this. And what if I don't do that? Blah, blah, blah. You get inside your heart. Place your hand over your heart. Boom. I got my hand over my heart right now. Why do I do this all the time? I share this because 100,000 times a day, your heart beats without ever asking you permission to do so. It stops and you're dead. You want perspective. Just put your hand there. Just feel the power of that heart beating and understand you get there. You come from that place and that's where authenticity resides. Authenticity doesn't reside in your head. It's not, you see all these people, oh, I made $100,000 a month and I'm doing this and I'm that, blah, 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 blah. Hey, nobody cares. May sound good for you because you're inside your head and you're trying to make yourself feel better. Come at this thing from the heart. Come at this from a place of authenticity and your message will come out. I promise you, it happens with every client I have. Every single coaching client, we get out of their head and we get into their heart. And that's where the magic really, really starts to happen. So Ron, thank you for that question about having to speak the truth in your life and how do you know what truth is. And who would ever listen? Well, I think we've eliminated that who would ever listen thing because it's just, like I said, unless you know everybody that's ever lived on the planet right now currently that has an internet connection that can reach out, you can reach out to them. You got a long way to go, buddy. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Got a question for me? Hit me up at Sam Crowley on Twitter or you can email me, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.